away from
Blog Talk Radio.
In the service on the night along with his congregation, and we're looking forward to a great, great, great time. And so I want you to get there early to get a good seat, because I believe that the place is going to be filled in two ways. Number one, with people, and then with the Spirit of God. So you need to get there early to get a good seat. And I'm looking forward, amen, to a powerful time. Now, I've called the special prayer for 7:30 tonight because I felt in my spirit that there are people that need to be a part of this prayer, amen, assignment that God has given me, this prayer assignment. I'm going to be praying, amen, on our prayer line tomorrow at 12 noon. We call that Super Tuesday, amen. That's a prayer time. So I want you to get ready for that prayer time on tomorrow. Now, we're going to be praying tonight at 7:30 at the courtyard. So I want you to be ready to be a part of that prayer, because it's going to take place. It's going to take place, and people's lives are going to be changed. People's lives are going to be changed. You know, the enemy comes in but to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus said, I come that you may have life, and that more abundantly. So I want you to get ready for tonight. It's a powerful service that you cannot afford to miss. A powerful, powerful service that you cannot afford to miss. And I'm excited about it. Let me give you just a recap on yesterday. We had a great, great time. Church in Deerfield had a wonderful time. People came out and were blessed. Pastor Jay, amen, preached a powerful sermon, amen, on Get Up. Amen. And it was powerful. You know, I'm just proud of what she's doing down there, that new location, that second church. And I mean, it's just a long time coming, but the power of God is moving and people are being blessed, you know. And as I'm looking at things, I'm saying, God, I want you to protect our move. I want you to protect, amen, the people that come. I want you to protect the anointing that rests upon her life. And we sent a prayer right now to Deerfield. We sent a prayer because they had a powerful service, powerful altar call. I mean, they just run in service, you know, as we run it, but it's just, you know, we just separated from one place to another. And, you know, we missed the crew dearly. Amen. Missed the crew dearly. But you know what? God knows what he's doing. And so, therefore, hats off to her. Amen. For a wonderful job of yesterday. And people are coming. So we want to let you know about that service in Deerfield, the second location that is open now, currently in progress now. It's called the Life-Changing International Ministries, and the address is 100 Fairway Drive in Deerfield Beach, Florida. That's 100 Fairway Drive in Deerfield Beach, Florida. Now, their service times is as follows. So let me give you just a little special invite. They're there every Sunday. Sunday school starts at 10 a.m. Now, they have a church in their Sunday school, as we are. Both churches are teaching on the same lesson. We're on stewardship. So both churches are teaching the same identical lesson. You know, when God gives you vision, he gives you vision for a purpose. When God gives you vision, he gives you vision so that people can run with it. Are you listening to me? And so, you know, it's just amazing because the instructions, amen, of the lesson, amen, both churches ended up on page 2. That's how instructional it was. That's how interested it was, and that's how people are going forward, amen, in that class. I mean, I'm just excited about what God is doing. So the Sunday school, I don't know whether to call it Sunday school or instructional teaching, I mean, but we're on stewardship. And so we have a powerful teaching. We have a menu, and I'm thinking, because I know she's listening, she's handling some business, I'm thinking that we're going to be able to give this menu out, Pastor. So when we finish this menu, we're just going to make it available to every member. Right now, we're just teaching it, but once we get in the spirit, we're just going to make it available. I mean, it's a full booklet, amen, that is made up. And by the time we finish, it's going to be so big and so thick with so much of information until, you know, I just want everyone to have it. And it's going to be, amen, accessible to those that would come and visit either church. It'll be accessible to you, all right? But we own that. The service down in Deerfield starts at 11 a.m. We speak humbly, saints. I promise you, I'm speaking humbly. You know, and I guess I'm speaking more because we're just proud of the fact of what God is doing, and we're just elated that God would choose us, amen, to perform his will. So, you know, take all mistakes for love, but I'm just speaking humbly. The service at Deerfield starts at 11 a.m., and they start promptly on time as the service in Fort Lauderdale. They start at 11 a.m. Now, Pastor Jay, along with congregation, is up there, and they're having a great time. So remember, that's the Life Changing International Ministries there in Deerfield Beach, Florida. All right? And then they just having a great time. People are coming from far and near. I want those of you in that northern area to be there, amen, to support the service. And then in Fort Lauderdale, we have the same class at 10 a.m., and then we start at 11 a.m., all right? Power of God is falling. I felt the power of God around 12:33 yesterday, and the Lord assured me that his power was falling in both places. I felt it. I felt this unction. I felt the Spirit of God falling. Now I began to intercede while I was ministering up here. I interceded for that second location. I began to intercede. We began to government it. We began to principle it. Power of God was falling. People began to fall out in the Fort Lauderdale church. People ran to the altar because the Spirit of God said, listen, went to Joshua 1, and I didn't get to verse 8. I wanted to go there. I wanted to travel there. But I didn't get to verse 8. I started at the first verse. And it says that the Lord said unto Joshua, My servant Moses is dead. My servant Moses is dead. Now arise. Arise and get up from where you are. And take this people across this Jordan. Get those people and take them across this Jordan. Now, one of the things that I dealt with, and I couldn't preach because people began to run to the altar then, when I said that God told Joshua, you're grieving because of yesterday. You're grieving because of what took place in your life a few moments ago, a few hours ago, a few weeks ago, a few months ago, a few years ago. Some of you are still dealing with some things that happened some time ago. He said, but my servant Moses is dead. Understandable, so, Joshua, understanding that you're grieving. I understand it because there has risen, according to the scripture, there has not risen another prophet like unto Moses unto this day. That's what the writer said. As they penned, amen, in the Holy Writ of God, they said that there was none that was arisen like him. There are many people that had their attributes. You can't question the attribute of Noah. You cannot question the attribute, amen, of David or Elijah or Elisha or Nehemiah or the different ones that come. But as far as my servant Moses, said, I spoke to him face to face. There's not one that have arisen like him. John the Baptist was powerful. But, you know, Moses is Moses, John is John. So, Joshua, I understand your grieving point, but that's yesterday. What I want you to do now is stand up. I want you to erect yourself. I want you now to regain your composure. And I'm speaking to some of you right now that are listening to my voice. I need you, and it's amazing because it hit me as I was getting ready to pray for people. And Deerfield, she was saying, get up, all right? And in Fort Lauderdale, I was saying, arise. One was saying, get up from where you are, and I was saying, arise. You know, I was supposed to preach something else. Amen, greater is coming. But when I walked on the floor and began to look in the faces of the people, God told me to go to Joshua 1:1. And the scripture says, and the Lord says unto him, arise, arise. Get up from where you are. Get from the place where you are. And the Bible said, and God said, I want you to now go from this point forward. Go across the place of impossibilities. Go across the place of trouble. Go across the place of turbulence, of turmoil, of trial, of future tribulation, or anticipated trouble. I want you to go across that place. And then every place the sole of your feet shall tread upon, I am going to give it to you. And nothing is going to stand against you. Nothing is going to harm you. Oh, God was talking then. And by the time I got, you know, just to that point, people was already running to the altar, crying and falling out. Are you listening to me? And I believe that there's somebody out there in Radio Land. There's somebody that are viewing me by way of this special broadcast, either on social media or just listening to the broadcast right now in itself. I believe that God is speaking those words to you. You need to get up from where you are. You need to arise. You need to get ready to go cross, amen, where God has placed you. There's some of you, God is saying, listen, I have put greater in front of you. I have placed greater in front of you. Oh, greater is coming. Yes, greater is coming. I placed it in front of you. I've set before you life and death. Choose ye to live. I've set greater in front of you. Now, there's some of you right now, just a matter of choice. Just a matter of choice. That's what I said. So it's that simple, right? Is it that simple? Is it that simple? Okay, well, let's deal, amen, with both areas. Deerfield, can I go to Deerfield for a minute? Can I arise, amen, and go to Deerfield? All right? Deerfield, Pastor Jay, and I wasn't there. Now, so, you know, God used her in a different way. And I'm not going to, amen, expand too much on what she dealt with because it may be a part two tonight. But I would say this right here. When Jesus met that man at the pool, he asked him, do you want to be made whole? He said, yeah, every time I try to get in the pool, though, somebody get in there before me, and I don't have nobody put me in the water because you know there's an angel that come to trouble the water, et cetera, et cetera. He says, if you want to be whole, I didn't ask you about why you're not, amen, healed. I didn't ask you about why you're not whole. I just asked you, do you want to be made whole? You know, and the guy is saying, you know, I'm trying to explain to you why I'm not whole because it ain't that I don't want to be whole. I'm trying to explain to you why I'm not whole thus far. Jesus heard that and he said, listen, listen, get up, take up your bed, take up your bed, take your bed up first, get your bed together first, take your bed up now. Are you listening to me? So that simple? You mean to tell me it's that simple? You just, all these years, it's reported that I sat here and laid here for 38 years and now the only thing you want to tell me is to pick my bed up. If I had legs, I pick my bed up. No, see, the problem is you started talking about water. You started talking about movement, so I figured let me deal with your movement. Let's get you to take your bed up. What do that mean? That means that you have become too complacent in where you are. The first thing I need to deal with is to disturb your complacency. I need to break you loose from the familiar. I need to get you from the place where you are right now. So get up from where you are. I need you to get up from where you are. Are you listening to me? So, yes, is it that simple, Rep? Well, let's go back, amen, to the new, because that was in the old. Let's go on back. I'm sorry, that was in the New Testament. Let's go back to the Old Testament. I like the Old Testament. When God tell Joshua, say, my servant Moses is dead, but I need you to rise now. So you see I'm grieving. You know why I'm grieving. You know that he's dead and he was our leader and he had the map. I don't even know whether he revealed the whole outline of the map other than that's where we're supposed to go right there. Did he leave all the instructions? Am I supposed to do this? Because at this point, you can tell Joshua was ready to fight anybody and everybody. Because when they did cross Jordan, he saw a man with a sword drawn, and he asked the man, said, are you for us or are you against us? Because if you are against us, I'm ready to fight you. The man had to straighten him out and say, neither. I'm not for you. No. You need to be on my side. Are you listening to me? You need to be on my side. Matter of fact, you need to pull your shoes off. That's what you need to do. Because I'm one of the captains in the army of the Lord. Are you listening to me? So God is telling Joshua, I know you're grieving, but it's time to get up. So is it that simple to either pick up your bed and get up or arise? Reverend, is it that simple just to do that? Yes, it's that simple. Are you listening to me? Whatever circumstances push you down. Whatever circumstances throwed you down, whatever circumstances caused you, amen, to go down. All right, we got 8 minutes, 7 minutes. whatever circumstances, amen, got you to that place, amen, God is saying, yes, you're going to have to just take that route and get up. See, are you listening to me? Because what the devil wants you to do is to give up. That's what he wants you to do. And he'll give you every reason to stay down. If you give up, then he'll give you all kind of reasons, alphabetically, amen, to just stay down. If you give up, you'll start acting down. Are you listening to me? If you give up, you'll be down. If you give up, you're convinced down. If you give up, you're doomed down. If you give up, you're evicted down. If you give up, you'll fall down. You'll go down. You're headed down. If you give up, amen, you're encouraged down. If you give up, you're joined down. If you give up, you're knocked down. You're looked down. You're moved down. You're numbered down. If you give up, your option is down. If you give up, you're pushed down. You're rushed down. You're seen down. You're thrown down. If you give up, you're urged down. If you give up, you're washed down. If you give up, you down. If you give up, you just zoom down. Your exit is down. Y'all ain't saying it to me, but I'm here to tell you, don't give up and don't give in. What to do? Get up from where you are. Amen. Arise from where you are and get ready for greater, because greater, amen, is ahead of you. So I speak to you right now. Now, when I tell you to do it, you do it in your spirit. Don't worry about it in your physical. Do it in your spirit first. Are you ready? Get up from where you are. Get up. I command your spirit, amen, to get up. I command your spirit to arise. I command your thought pattern to come out of that dungeon. I command the way you think to come out of that place where you are. Get out of that jailhouse. Get out of that cave. Get up. Arise. In Jesus' name, I pray. Listen, I am so grateful. I am so grateful, amen, to speak to you by means of this radio broadcast and also by social media. My name is Hurricane Johnson. I'm so elated. I'm excited because God has given me, amen, a spirit of anticipating greater. I anticipate greater. I anticipate greater, and I want you to anticipate greater also. Listen, don't forget, tonight will be in the Monday Night Special. Now, what I want to tell you is, also in Deerfield, that starts the first service of the Monday Night Special up there in Deerfield. So there are two Monday Night Specials going on, y'all. God is up to something. What you mean? God gave me Monday Night Special some years ago, over 20-some years ago. You know, we started in Fort Lauderdale in 1994, and it's been continuing. But God told me to expand it. So now the second location is having Monday Night Special in Deerfield and Monday Night Special in Fort Lauderdale. I know what y'all say. I done gone crazy, right? Hurricane, you done gone completely. You done lost your mind. Because why would you have a Monday Night Special in two locations? Why don't you have Monday night and then Tuesday night? No, that's not what God said. He said Monday Night Special, and that's what they're having in Deerfield. That's what we're having down here. Is it a conflict of interest? No, I never said that. I never said it was a conflict of interest. On Commercial 441, when I see Walgreens and CVS, people all over the lots are filled up. That's what I'm looking for. Are you listening to me? I never said there was a conflict of interest. I never said it was a conflict of interest when I seen Burger King and McDonald's, amen, across the street from each other, and now Wendy's done moved in there. Y'all ain't saying that to me. Now you got Wendy's, Burger King, and McDonald's. Listen, Monday Night Special, Deerfield. Monday Night Special, Fort Lauderdale. God is up to something. I got to get out of here, y'all. I'm about to get excited. My time is about gone. I got 4 minutes. I tell you something else that's going to happen. You know what's going to happen? This week, this month, we're looking forward to great, great, great things. My friend, amen, Pastor Lionel Rory will be with us on Thursday night. Amen. We're looking forward, amen, to him, Pastor Rory, being with us on Thursday night. And it's going to be a powerful, powerful time. Are you listening to me? I have my friend all the way from Miami, Dr. Mark Cooper, coming down to be with us. We have, amen, Apostle Godbold coming to be with us. My God. Are y'all listening to me? Amen. A host of people is coming down to celebrate, amen, in this remaining month. But the main date is March 24th. Now, I hope I'm not giving out the wrong dates because, you know, they'll correct me. But March 24th, that Thursday night, we're gonna celebrate. So I appreciate all of you, amen, that will stop by tomorrow. I need you to join me on the prayer line, all right? And we just going to have a great time. I'm about out of words now, nigga, so I guess we're just going on off. All right, this is Hurricane Johnson tonight. My friend, Apostle Keith Robinson, will be with us at the Change Your Life Ministries. 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Service time starts at 7:30. You need to be there to get a good seat. Until that time, my name is Hurricane Johnson. Leave it with these words. Hope need not die because help is on the way.
VA, Paralyzed Veterans of America, was there to advocate for him and help John with his claim. PVA has helped hundreds of thousands of veterans get the care and benefits they've earned, and their service is free. If you need help with a claim or just navigating the system, contact us at PVA.org.
Friends, this is the Prophet Antonio Burris of Western Florida. Friends, we're coming to the Flame Outflow Center, 16400 Northwest 15th. 15th-